From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with breaking news. Fidel Castro, the former leader of Cuba, has died at age 90. The cause of his death has not been released. His brother, current Cuban president Raul Castro, made public at a news conference, or rather speaking to state media earlier on Friday, late Friday night, the confirmation of his death. He was a ruler in the communist island nation in the Caribbean for several decades. We'll bring you more on this developing story as we continue to gather more information. Once again, Fidel Castro, the former leader of Cuba, has died at age 90. In other news, about 300 migrants have been arrested following a riot in Bulgaria's largest refugee camp as Greece calls on European members to speed up relocation efforts after a tragic accident killed two migrants in an overcrowded camp. After visiting the camp, Bulgaria's prime minister said six of the migrants are considered a threat to national security. Bulgarian officials said between as many as 1,500 migrants were involved in the clash at the migrant reception center near the border with Turkey. Tensions have run high in the area, with local residents demanding that refugee camps be closed. Migrants fleeing violence in the Middle East have made their way into the Balkan country, despite the fence Sofia erected along the Turkish border amid the worst migration crisis to hit Europe since 1945. A train collision in Iran killed at least 43 people in the north-central province of Semnan. More than 100 others taken to the hospital after Friday's crash. Express train struck a train that had became disabled on a nearby track. This is VOA News. In other news that we're following, Tropical Storm Otto blamed for the death of nine people on Costa Rica's border with Nicaragua. Costa Rica's president declared 3 days of mourning beginning on Monday. And in Paris, the prosecutor says France has avoided an imminent terrorist attack, and five recently arrested suspects received their orders from the Islamic State group. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports for VOA the men allegedly had been planning to strike targets near the capital next week.
Paris prosecutor François Molins told reporters that the men had been receiving instructions via an encrypted app from an Islamic State commander in the Iraq-Syria region.
Les premières exploitations qui ont pu être réalisées.
He said the men were planning to strike the Paris area next Thursday, although the exact target was not clear. He said authorities had found screenshots of Google Maps highlighting several places. Reports say the targets under consideration were police offices and the domestic intelligence headquarters in Paris, along with Disneyland theme park outside the capital. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
In the U.S., the former Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein filed a petition Friday to request a vote recount in Wisconsin, one of three recounts she is seeking in swing states won by Donald Trump earlier this month. Wisconsin is preparing to move forward with a statewide recount of votes for president of the U.S. The state must meet a federal deadline of December 13th to complete the recount. After raising the necessary $5 million to fund the recounts, petitions for recounts are expected to be filed in Pennsylvania and Michigan. Stein, however, stands to gain little from a recount, having won around 1% of the popular vote. The statement on her website said the recount effort wasn't meant to help Hillary Clinton, who lost to Trump. Rather, the website says, the move is at protecting our democracy. Another news that we're following in this holiday weekend here in the United States, U.S. online sales surged on Black Friday, with Amazon.com Inc. offering the steepest discounts among e-commerce sites as it set an agenda for what has traditionally been the biggest shopping day of the year for walk-in retailers. The National Retail Association says it expects total sales this holiday season to top $655 billion. For more news, join us at voanews.com and the breaking news on Fidel Castro coming up in the next hour. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with our special guest this week, turning 71 years old on the 27th of November, the great trumpeter Randy Brecker. I could spend the entire 2 hours of this week's Jazz America just simply talking to you about Randy Brecker, his life, his story, and his career, because he's worked with literally hundreds and hundreds, thousands of great musicians just like him over the years. I'd like to know the number of complete sessions he's done. Maybe I'll have to ask him about that next time I see him. I bet he doesn't even remember there have been so many. Well, we're celebrating the 71st birthday of Randy Brecker on the 27th of November on this edition of Jazz America. We'll talk to him and hear just a taste of some of his most recent work during this next hour. Let's begin, though, with a salute to another great artist from the same area, the state of Pennsylvania. He was born in Norristown, Pennsylvania. The great bassist, composer, and a real musical visionary and innovator, Jaco Pastorius. John Francis Pastorius died at the age of 35 in 1987, and on the 1st of December, he would have been 65. Randy Brecker and Randy's brother, the late Michael Brecker, worked quite a bit with Jaco over the years, and not too long ago, a host of great players got together to form the Jaco Pastorius Big Band to create the album The Word Is Out, with a number of Jaco Pastorius compositions in this list of songs, among them the song River People. And among those great artists, Randy Brecker, taking a very tasty trumpet lead on this one to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back. 1957, Lady Day, Billie Holiday, Comes Love. And I wanted to play that for you because I wanted to play that one for you. We love to give you the best of jazz, past and present. And from the past, the late, great Billie Holiday. From the present, Randy Brecker, 71 on the 27th of November. Happy birthday, Randy. We have enjoyed his music so much over the years, and we're going to hear just one of the facets of Randy's wonderful career, and that is working in a big band setting. He's worked with a number of big bands from all over the world as well as in the USA. We'll hear him from one of his most recent sessions with the Bill Warfield Big Band from the album Trumpet Story as he revisits one of his classic songs, Sponge. But first, more conversation with Randy Brecker here on VOA's Jazz America.
What was your first big professional break, would you say?
Well, I suppose, you know, when I was in college, I went to Indiana University, and we had a great jazz band, which was led by Jerry Coker, and we this one year, which I think was 1964-65, we won the Notre Dame Jazz Festival, which was judged, among others, by Clark Turry. And when I came to New York, Clark somehow remembered me and found my number and called me. I was shocked. I'll never forget the phone call, and asked me to join his new big band. So I think that was my kind of big break. And shortly after that, I started playing with a lot of other really wonderful bands, like the Duke Pearson Big Band, Chuck Israel's band, the Thad and Mel's big bands, and eventually joined Blood, Sweat, and Tears, the original Blood, Sweat, and Tears with Al Kooper, whom I left to join Horace Silver about 2 months before they recorded Spinning Wheel and went on to sell 11 million records. I had been called to join Horace Silver, and I begged my friend Lou Soloff, great trumpet player, to take my place. I was making $100 a week salary at the time. And about 3 months later, they had gotten a raise, and they were each making $5,000 a week. I was making $250 a week with Horace.
Timing is everything.
But you know, my time with Horace, which also at that band featured the great Billy Cobham, who had just gotten out of the army, and Benny Maupin on tenor saxophone, and went on, of course, to play with Herbie Hancock, and it was a really great band, and it was still one of the greatest experiences of my life, just playing with Horace and seeing how he wrote all the material. That was a big influence, and the fact that he was let us play however we wanted, but he was a pretty strong band leader as far as telling us directions, and led a real clean spiritual life. He was another great influence on me.
From Trumpet Story, Randy Brecker and the Bill Warfield Big Band, and Sponge. Now here's a taste of Randy Brecker with Michael Brecker, Ron Carter, and Lewis Hayes alongside Horace Silver on piano. From their 1997 work with Horace, A Prescription for the Blues, on Jazz America from VOA 1. You Gotta Shake That Thing. That's the name of the song from Horace Silver and his great band that included Randy Brecker on the trumpet from the album Prescription for the Blues. And you heard Randy Brecker saying how much he learned from Horace Silver. Well, I suppose he learned how to make music that would make you shake that thing. He certainly did. More coming up with Randy Brecker as we celebrate his 71st birthday on the 27th of November. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And I always like to hear from Jazz America listeners who are hearing the show for the first time around the world. And that's the case with this one, which reads, "Hello, Jazz Man. This is Clive from Accra, Ghana. My first time listening to your show, and I'm loving it. Great one. I hope to keep faith with it henceforth. Thank you." And I wrote him back to say, "Thanks, Clive, for listening to the show and spread the word." And he wrote back again, "I'm really glad that you could reply to my message. Yes, I really love your show, and I can't wait to hear you play something soothing for me. Thank you, and God bless." Well, thank you, Clive, and that gives me a chance to play something for you and for me and for all of us everywhere. It seems the world is really frazzled these days with lots of turmoil. Maybe the fact that we have so much media online and on radio and television, etc., available to us to tell us all the things that are going on, and so much of the news we hear is bad news. Well, at this point, I'd like to wish you, me, and all of us peace of mind, good health, and freedom from suffering. As we enjoy this song that hopefully will soothe all of our jangled nerves all around the world, a song with a very special message. The voice of Nina Freelon singing Nature Boy from her album Shaking Free on VOA's Jazz America.
Once upon a time, before you, before I, before seeing sky, there was a boy, very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea, a little shy.
strange enchanted girl. She wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but why? Many things, fools and kings. Then she said to me, the greatest thing that you will ever hear, the greatest thing that you will ever hear, is just to love and to live without fear. Love and live. Love and live, love and live, love and live. Love in return.
One of the dynamic big bands from the heartland of America, from the Midwest, to be specific, Indianapolis, Indiana. They are the Buscelli Wallerob Jazz Orchestra, and from their latest release, Basically Baker Volume 2, the big band music of David Baker. That's a song entitled Waltz Barbershop. Hope you enjoyed that. I've had the chance to see the Buscelli Wallerob Jazz Orchestra perform a couple of times, as a matter of fact, in Indianapolis, as they were part of the American Pianists Association Cole Porter Fellowship Competition for Pianists, and they backed up those pianists as they competed for that great prize. Now, it's time to return to our birthday party, the 71st birthday of the great trumpeter Randy Brecker, here on VOA's Jazz America. At the 2013 Newport Jazz Festival, I had just witnessed a performance from Lou Tobacken and his old friend Randy Brecker on the trumpet, swinging some straight-ahead jazz. Well, I caught up with Randy after the performance and noticed that his wife, the great saxophonist Otta Rovati, was there backstage as well. So, from the department of The Family That Plays Together Stays Together, I talked to both of them about the upcoming Brecker Brothers reunion band project.
Well, you get to, you know, your straight-ahead chops, you keep them loose, playing with Lou Tobacken, your old friend. Man, it's great to see you at Newport here.
Thanks. Yeah, a lot of fun. And a beautiful day turned out, so everything was cool.
Now, I got to get an update on the Brecker Brothers reunion, man.
Believe it or not, I think we have a release date. It's a long story that I won't get into, but I think it's coming out on Pilu Records, headed by my wife, Otta Rovati, and we're doing it ourselves with some help of some really great people. It'll be out September 26, I think.
And so the DVD?
Yeah, with it. It should be out the same time together, bundled together, and we'll figure out ways to download both. So it's going to be really cool. We just came back from Europe with that thing. We had 3.5 weeks worth of gigs, and the thing is just killing.
How's that baby of yours?
She's right over there. She's doing good. I was sitting over there with...
I'm going to go talk to Otta for a second.
Yeah, I got to pack up. Hey, thanks.
Great to see you, man. Otta, how are you? I'm backstage after Randy just played a little straight ahead with Lou Tobacken, and I was thinking, now, where's Otta? I know it would get funky if she was here.
Yes, I'm backstage. Just checking out this beautiful festival. It's amazing.
Speaking of beautiful, oh my goodness, what a beautiful little girl is sitting in your arms. Look at those eyes.
Say hello.
Hello.
Now, this is going to go out all over the world on the Voice of America. They're going to hear your voice. So do you think your mommy and your daddy are the two most talented musicians in the world or what?
Say yes. I'll give you a little pony.
Well, Otta, I've heard the stories of the Brecker Brothers reunion band, and I know that the record is coming out later this year in the autumn. Yes.
Yeah. And September 25th,
and DVD is too.
Yes, it's going to be a double CD and DVD, the studio recording on a CD and a live DVD.
Of course, that recording and the DVD were released that year, 2013. One of the most recent works featuring a host of great players, many of whom had been a member of the Brecker Brothers over the years, alongside Randy and Otta Rovati playing the part of Michael Brecker on tenor sax. Here's a taste of that right now as Randy Brecker introduces the song from the stage of the Blue Note in New York City here on Jazz America from VOA 1.
We're going to play a tune as fast as is humanly possible. This tune was written after I visited a young lady who had a pet skunk in her back room, believe it or not. And I said to myself, that's some skunk funk. And I had to write a tune about it. So a couple years later I did, and we've been playing it ever since. So this is some skunk funk.
Yeah!
It's Skunk Funk. One more time for Will Lee, Mike Stern, Dave Weckl, George Whitty, Adam Robati, Randy Brecker, the old guy.
No, Randy, you're not old, because if you are, I am. And 71 is not old, my friend. 101, that might be getting close to old. Anyway, happy birthday to Randy Brecker. This is Russ Davis. Sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Jazz America. And on the 27th of November, another jazz luminary who's prominent in the world of modern jazz these days and for years, pianist Lyle Mays, turns 63 years old. Happy birthday to him, and let's enjoy from his debut solo effort away from the Pat Metheny group with whom he worked for so many years. Here's the song Slink. Thank you. once again, happy birthday to Lyle Mays. The memory of Jaco Pastorius with us, too. He would have been 65 on the 1st of December. And, of course, to Randy Brecker. Happy birthday, Randy. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you'll join me for the next edition of the program as I once again do something I love to do, and that is go backstage between sets at another famous venue, this time Birdland in New York City, to talk to one of the greatest vocalists around today, Tierney Sutton. She's been very busy lately, and we'll talk to her about some of her recent projects, her album recorded in France, The Paris Sessions, and her salutes to pop icons Joni Mitchell and Sting. That's next week on Jazz America.